Vanenen at the right point. Carter won the draw. Turn, took a shot. He scores! His third overtime game winner this year. And Jeff Carter wins it for the Flyers with his 19th goal of the season, 2-1.
Another overtime goal for the Flyers. Jeff Carter, Tim Saunders, the call on WIP in Philadelphia. Carter's third goal in the extra session ties the Flyers' record for most in a season. And it's his fifth overtime point of the campaign. That's a new team mark as well. The goal also pulled Carter into a tie with Buffalo's Thomas Vanek atop the NHL goal-scoring table.
Rive sending the long pass ahead. In over the line to Pominville. That deflects across ice. Hesh gathers it in. Took his shot. Severin to save the rebound. Vanek scores! Thomas Vanek has the league lead back in goals again, and Buffalo has the lead 4-3.
Rick Jenner at the call on Sports Radio 550 WGR in Buffalo as Vanek's goal was the game winner against Pittsburgh and made the Austrian-born winger the first player to hit 20 goals this season. A goal barrage in Chicago.
Worked it around to Matt Walker at the right point. He and Carcillo get together a little bit there. Walker sweeps it right circle. Here's Igor. He scores! His first two-goal game in the National Hockey League. Ben Eager lights the lamp. It's now 7-0 in favor of the Hawks.
John Weideman with the call on News Talk 720 WGN in Chicago as Ben Eager's goal marked the first time in 38 years that the Blackhawks held a 7-goal lead in the second period. The Flyers trailed Carolina 5-1 at the start of the third period, so Scott Hartnell's hat trick was lost in the shuffle. After all, they still trailed by two, but that situation would be rectified.
Picking the loose puck up is Mike Knoebel. He'll carry back into the Kane end. On the backhand, he skipped it across the front of the goal mouth and wide. Batted out in behind the net. Knoebel jammed into the goal mouth. They score! Gagne makes it off of late after the penalty had expired. Four Flyer goals in the third period, and they come back to tie the game at five.
Tim Saunders again on WIP in Philly as Simone Gagne was the hero with a minute 44 to play. The Flyers would get the win in a shootout, marking the first time in franchise history they overcame a four-goal third-period deficit to earn a point. Hartnell's three-goal game was just the tip of the iceberg as fans left a lot of hats at NHL arenas this week.
Heatley fires wildly from the left side. He missed the net. Ricochets out to Kuba at the right point. Around the boards behind the net for Spezza. Looking in front for Heatley. They score! Jason Spezza, the natural hat trick. It went off the tank and into the Penguin net. 3-1 Senators.
Dave Schreiber, the call on the Team 1200 in Ottawa as Jason Spezza became the second player in Senators history to score all three of his team's goals in a victory. B.J. Crombean followed his father into the NHL and to the St. Louis Blues, but now he has a leg up on the old man.
Kicked over to McClement, now to Crombean, pumps it towards the empty net. Hat-trick Mike Crombean! Saw B.J. did it here tonight! B.J. Crombean gets the hat-trick, and what a set of two games he has had! An empty net goal, some fans throw the hats.
Chris Kerber on KMOX 1120, the voice of St. Louis, as Crombean's third goal capped a 6-3 win over Nashville. And no more hat-trick questions for Pittsburgh's Peter Sikora.
With the puck and Sid Crosby. Right wing circle in front. There's Sikora with a shot. He gets the hat trick. Peter Sikora has the hat. And the Penguins lead 7-1. And you'd have to be here to believe it. Number 17, his moment of glory, finally.
Mike Lang and the Penguins Hockey Network as Sikora finds that elusive third goal. He had 38 two-goal games, the most in NHL history for a player without a hat trick. Teammate Pascal Dupuis, 3 two-goal games on his resume, shared the glory by tallying his first career three-goal game. It was all part of a 9-2 rout of the Islanders and marked the first time since 1993 that two Pens had hat tricks in the same game. Mike Lang again on the Penguins Hockey Network.
Brooks Orpik defensively for Pittsburgh. Up to center, off the glove. Cookie knocks it down. Here goes Dupuis going to the net, takes a pass in on goal. He shoots and scores as he goes to the backhander. And Pascal Dupuis has the 8th and the Penguins lead 9-2. And ladies and gentlemen, Elvis has left this building.
I'm Joe Tolleson for NHL Radio.